the month of November. You remember some of the discussion that Andy talked about here in regards to where we're at from a whitetail management standpoint and some of the whether they're depredation complaints by private landowners or some of the urban deer conflict issues that our staff sometimes deal with. But you will note there in the recommended change number one is an increase of 500 antlerless whitetail licenses that would be restricted to unit BD1. And if you turn your page there to 24-10, you will see where the BD1 and what is delineated within that unit within the Black Hills. And I think Andy and Andrew kind of described the justification for that to try to meet our objective there. So I guess with that, that's our only recommended change for the Black Hills deer hunting season.
Motions.
I'd make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Page 24-12. This would be our refuge deer hunting seasons. Maybe some of you are aware, some of you are not. We have three national wildlife refuges within the state that provide some deer hunting opportunities. Some of these are pretty highly desirable by some of our hunters, and it is just kind of another unique opportunity for deer hunters within the state. So we'd be looking at Sand Lake up in Brown County, La Creek in Bennett County, and Wabay up in Day County. So again, another two-year recommendation. You will note there's some various season dates associated with those various refuge deer seasons. Our staff works closely with refuge staff and just trying to accommodate, things within their management or their desire from that refuge system to try to, interject or incorporate as much deer hunting opportunity as we can. There's some exciting times right now with the refuge system and the Fish and Wildlife Service and trying to enhance hunting opportunities and other outdoor recreational opportunities within the refuge system. So there may be some other opportunities that we can work with them here in the near future. But in looking at recommended change number one, just a simple tag or license allocation change for the La Creek Refuge in Bennett County. The same would hold true for Sand Lake there up in Brown County for recommended change number two. Recommended change number three at Wabay is essentially to modify some of their deer seasons, and I think it's a good modification. The way it's being recommended here, two of their three seasons would now include a full 9 days, consecutive days, so it would include two full weekends, which I think is a plus for our deer hunters that have an interest in draw that license. And recommended changes number four and five. So number four is to make an allowance for antlerless archery deer licenses to be valid at Sand Lake. Number four and five are kind of some cleanups that we just for whatever reason forgot to kind of address as we made some changes here over the last year or two with deer hunting recommendations with you. And recommended change number five is just to make an allowance for unfilled antlerless deer licenses that are valid for Sand Lake to be valid during an antlerless only season on that refuge there as well. I guess with that, are there any questions on the refuge deer recommendations? I know I went through that kind of quick and they're a little complex just because of various season dates, but.
That's fine. Any questions, comments, motions?
Move to approve.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Page 24-16 is our Custer State Park deer hunting season. Again, a two-year recommendation. You'll note that we have two units, I guess you would call it, within Custer State Park. One that is specific to rifle and allows an allowance for some archery equipment. And then an antlerless only season there, December 1 through the 15th. Success rates are pretty decent within Custer State Park, and it's a pretty neat license to draw if you're so lucky to draw. So recommended changes number two there would be just to increase the total number of single tag licenses. You'll see that change from 64 to 88. You'll denote that the main change on those licenses is for antlerless whitetail licenses within the park. And for unit CUD-2, if you look there up above on unit dates, that's a season from December 1 through the 15th. Historically, that unit has been restricted to the use of a muzzleloader only. And we kind of ease that in to provide some antlerless harvest opportunities within the park to try to manage some whitetail deer populations. And just some discussion among staff and at our pre-commission meeting, recommendation here to change that from muzzleloader only to any weapon. So a weapon of that hunter's choice to hunt antlerless whitetail deer during that season. So those would be our recommended changes for Custer State Park.
Questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Looking at this chart here, we've had one mule deer buck harvested in Custer State Park in the last 5 years.
Mr. Chair. Yeah, Commissioner Phillips, so yes, and I think the reason for that is so you see the 5 years listed there, going back to 2017, that was the first year that we had a firearm license that was valid for an any deer license, which allowed the harvest of a mule deer. Prior to that, we were trying to, really protect that herd and grow that population. And back at that time, we just made an allowance for the harvest of a mule deer buck.
And what is the population of mule deer in the park now, approximately? What kind of numbers do we have?
Okay, I might have to turn to my Andy here. Not my Andy.
Thanks, Chad, I think, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Phillips, yeah, right now I don't think we're where we want to be with mule deer in Custer State Park. Our objective is to substantially increase, and if there's anybody here from CSP that wants to add to that, they surely can. But just a note on those any deer licenses, and as you can see, a lot of those folks, when they get those licenses, they're harvesting whitetail bucks, and I think a lot of the reason is we have some really nice whitetail bucks in the park too, and it's pretty tough to pass up those opportunities. We do have some mule deer bucks, but maybe not of the quality that everybody's after for that particular license. But right now, our objective is to increase deer mule deer numbers in the park.
Questions, comments, motions?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.